All right, and we are back here at All Action Sports Radio, and I want to remind you about our little bit of a contest with Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and our booking producer, Pam, she has randomly written down a number, and when that Facebook like number or that follow number on Twitter or Instagram is matched with that secret number that she has, then you will be, we'll contact you, and you can pick something out of our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. We have t-shirts, backpack wheels, all those different things. So if you want that, like us, follow us, and whatnot here at All Action Sports Radio. And of course, you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. Now, Earth Day was here. It's come and gone. And there are certain moments in our show when it's apropos. You know what I mean? It's like everything is kismet. It all works out and it all comes together. And I felt like this week, this was the week to have on a guest that our guests, I believe, who are doing something that's actually changing the world. It's actually changing the world as we know it. And very few people can go around and say that they're actually changing the world as we know it. So it's with great pleasure that I bring on to All Action Sports Radio, David Stover. He is the CEO and co-founder of, I hope I get this right, I've practiced in the mirror, Burrero Skateboards. Did I get that right, David?
Yeah, it's Burrero, B-U-R-E-O. It's a word from the Mapuche language in Chile, but correct, Burrero, yep.
Mapuche word from Chile. Now, you guys have created, you have founded a company that has created skateboards from recycled fishnets.
Yep, correct. We saw this problem with ocean plastic in the ocean, and we started brainstorming ideas a little over a year and a half ago and came up with an idea to make skateboards from ocean plastics. And when we looked at the type of plastics, we found that fishnets made up, you know, more than 10% of ocean plastics, and we decided with some help from the Chilean government to set up a collection program in Chile. We were supported by a Startup Chile program, and we're making skateboards from fishnet waste that we're collecting along the coast of Chile.
What did I tell you? Kismet? Earth Day? It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, it's kind of insane for me. Take me back. I mean, I'm just trying to grasp how you said, hey, there's fishnets out there, let's make skateboards.
Yeah, I mean, I think we identified the problem. Like, I'm working with my co-founders, Ben Kneppers and Kevin Ahern, and we all have individual backgrounds. Ben worked in sustainability. Kevin was an engineer at Boeing, and I was kind of working in finance, but we all connected on surfing and skateboarding, and we'd been traveling around and living in Australia and Europe and around the world, and really connected to this problem with ocean plastic pollution, and landed on this idea that, you know, why don't we take this and make it into an innovative product that people can enjoy that recognize this problem. And we've gotten a great response. The boards ride great. We had to work with some plastics engineering experts to find a way to turn the nets into boards. But once we did that, we really, really liked the way that they flexed and they rode. And, you know, we launched our Kickstarter with our first prototypes this week, and we've gotten a tremendous response from the audience so far. And we're looking to fund our first big production run in the next month or two. And we'll be in California in July and August, and hopefully we'll have product there in August of this summer.
You're talking about Agenda, right?
Correct.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
We're looking. We haven't committed to any shows yet. In the beginning, we'll be doing some grassroots beach cleanups. You can follow us on our Facebook, Burrero Skateboards. We're going to be posting some small events. We'll bring the boards out, tell people about our process, and kind of share them with the communities in California. We're actually going to do a beach cleanup tour from San Diego to San Francisco. We're kind of landing on some dates now, but we're going to be working with the guys at Save the Waves, who we're looking to support and help out, and also the Five Gyres Institute, who does research on plastic pollution. We're going to help them with some research along the coast and clean some beaches.
You listen to All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com, and we're on the line with the CEO and co-founder of Burrero. God, I'm butchering that. Go ahead and say it for me, Dave.
Burrero Skateboards.
Burrero Skateboards. And it's made out of recycled fishnets. And it's absolutely amazing. You're a little bit modest on your Kickstarter campaign. You have over 200 backers, and you wanted 25,000, and now you're over 36,000. You're doing terrific.
Yeah, thanks. We set the minimum target there for 25 was just that would allow us to set the production run. And really now all the additional proceeds above that is just letting us expand our recycling collection programs in Chile and letting us make more boards in the initial run. So we really, really appreciate all the support and look forward to making our first boards and bringing them to California.
Well, David, you have 1.1 million listeners from All Access Sports Radio. Go ahead and tell them how they can support you on Kickstarter.
Yeah, sure. If you just go to Kickstarter and search Boreo, B-U-R-E-O, it should come up, or you can follow us on Facebook, Boreo Skateboards, and we'll keep you updated on our progress and events that we have over the summer.
Now, you have a prototype out, the Minnow?
Yes, correct.
And this is something you're just showcasing people? It's not available like online or anything, or is it?
Yeah, so basically we've made the prototypes and we can ride them and we're sharing them with people and the Kickstarter will fund the first major production run of the Minnow. So through Kickstarter, by contributing, you'll be able to get the first production run of the Minnow later this summer.
You know, I see it online, and there's also a video that you could see the production process that we'll post up on our Facebook page so people can see how you do it. I think it's absolutely fascinating how you guys went and shot that and now you've got it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it was great. We actually were working with a great contact, Ian McGee, who's an editor at Farm League in Los Angeles, and he was helping us cut our video together. That was kind of a documented process over the last 6 months. We had a camera with us when we were working in the communities and then when we were making the board, so we thought we'd try to tell the story of how the nets turn into decks. And that's what we tried to accomplish through the video.
You know, David, every year for probably over 10 years now, my family, my kids have participated in Heal the Bay's beach cleanup, which happens in September and various months over the year. I think this would be a natural marriage between you and Heal the Bay.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to. We always say we're open to other contacts and trying to partner with local organizations. So any of the listeners out there, any contacts you guys have, like, definitely would be great to contact us, and we'd like to partner up and just kind of expand the footprint.
You know, I do have contacts at Heal the Bay, and I'd be happy to make that introduction. And when you guys come down to L.A., please come by our studio, and let's talk to you guys face-to-face, and let's ride those boards.
Perfect. That sounds like a great plan, and I appreciate the contacts.
No, absolutely. You know, these are the kind of, you know, I have kids. I want a better and brighter future for them, because those nets, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, they do a lot of damage in with marine life. Is that not correct?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically we saw this as it was a very harmful waste in the ocean. One, because they take a while to break down, and so it's a large mass of plastic. And two, if they get tangled in with the marine life, unfortunately, it can lead to deaths in the ocean and can kind of wreak havoc on the ecosystem. So our goal is to kind of capture the nets at the most vulnerable point. Once the fishermen are done with them, we aim to collect them from the fishermen at that point so that they don't so they aren't mishandled in the environment.
Now, Dave, you have two other partners in there. If you want to mention their name and tell a little bit about them, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. So Ben Knuppers and Kevin Ahern, like I said, we came together on this idea. We're all originally from the Northeast in the States. Ben has a great background in sustainability. He's got a master's in sustainability where he studied in Sweden, and he worked on a project in Africa and New Zealand. And then I ended up living with him in Sydney, Australia for a couple years. That's kind of where this idea was fostered. And then we brought in our third partner, Kevin, who is he has experience in product design and engineering. And it was kind of a perfect marriage because he was bringing in his skills as we were kind of developing the idea. And we all kind of came together and moved down to Santiago about 7 months ago now. And we're just kind of returning to the States this summer to tell the story and try to look for a response on the boards.
Now, these boards, you're going to have long boards and short boards, right?
Yeah, in the beginning, the first model is it's a 25-inch cruiser board. So it's a little bit smaller than most longboards, and you know, we designed it kind of to cruise along the beach, to cruise on the sidewalk. It's a great short form of transportation. We have a ton of fun. We've put on some high quality trucks from Paris and some eco wheels from Satori up in Northern California. The wheels are made from 30% veggie oil and 100% recycled cores. So we wanted to make an awesome board and one that rode really well, and we're really psyched with the results.
All right, man. This is great. I love this. You know, I pick up all my stuff from ZJ Boarding House down on Main Street here in Santa Monica. It is the epicenter for surf and skateboards on the west side. So if you get a chance to talk to those guys down there, that would be ground zero for getting those boards off the ground.
Yeah, definitely. No, I appreciate it. I think they'd be stoked, too, on, you know, we've added a new feature to the board, and we're having a locking system on it with a locking carabiner. So when people go to the beach and stuff, they'll be able to lock up their boards. And we think it's a unique feature in the market, and definitely we're excited to get out to California and share that with the market.
All right. Well, Dave, hopefully we'll see you in California this summer, and absolutely we'll see you at Agenda. Thank you for being on All Action Sports Radio, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Illustrate the obvious, boy.